This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abom. We continue in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chavches Dinei Chalitzas HaTefillin. The laws of removing Tefillin. Sif Aleph. Chayiv Adam L'mashmish V'tefillin B'chol Shah. Person is obligated to position his tefillin and touch his tefillin always. One is obligated always to be touching his tefillin. Shalo yasir daita mehem, not to divert your mind from them. V'yimashmish b'shel yad tchila. First, you touch the shel yad. Ukshayoymer ukshartem la'isa yadecha yimashmish b'shel yad. When you say ukshartem la'is, you should feel the shel yad. Ukshayoymer b'yula toytavos yimashmish b'shel reish. Now, we had an idea about kissing tzitzis, whether that's a hefsik, that's not a hefsik. But it seems like touching the tefillin is different. Not kissing them, but touching them, because that's part of the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, one is not supposed to be meisiach das from the tefillin. So as part of not being meisiach das from the tefillin, one should always feel them. Now, this is a very hard idea. One cannot divert his mind from the tefillin. How do you daven? When you're davening, are you thinking about the tefillin? Apparently, I don't think so. But I think that's part of the that's not a stiro, it's not a contradiction. But, could you hear me? But when it seems like one should be frequently touching their tefillin as a way of focusing on them. Says the Mishneh Berurah, B'chol Shah, Perush B'chol Shah Shenizkar B'hem Chayv L'mashish. Whenever you think about the tefillin, you're obligated to touch them. Now, the minhag of kissing your hand when you touch them is not mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan says, some people, they kiss their hand after they touch the tefillin, and there's no basis for that. You know, many people, they go, why are you kissing your hand? No, there's no basis to kiss your hand. If you like your hand, you know, I'm sure many people like their hand. I mean, the hand is a very good thing to have. But I'm sure your hand would kiss you too if it could. But there's no basis to kiss your hand after you touch the tefillin. The Chayodim Kitzur Aruch says, you should kiss the hand that you touch the tefillin. The Shaar Ephraim explains that by touching the tefillin, it's like a roishem of the Kedusha remains on the hand. Rav Shlomo Zalman was noyeg to put the ritzuos or the talis on the tefillin, and that's what he would kiss. In other words, not that he would, what about the mezuzah? Same thing. Not brought anywhere to kiss the mezuzah. Doesn't say anywhere to kiss the mezuzah, except for the ari. But what it does say in halacha is that when you walk through a door, you're obligated to think about the contents of a mezuzah. That it does say. Although it does not say to kiss the mezuzah. So what do? We are oichez the tafel, and we're meniach the ikar. So next time you walk into a room and you want to kiss the mezuzah, resist the urge to do somewhat of an act that has no basis in halacha, and fulfill the absolute obligation to think about the contents of the mezuzah. Anyway, what about the question, should I go kiss the mezuzah when I say, Uchsav tema mezuzah is pesecha? Right, that's the question. Maybe the same way when I say, Uchshartam asayadach v'yotad 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 v'yotad, I should kiss the mezuzah when I say, Uchsav tema mezuzah is pesecha. So the Beis Yosef brings the name of Shar Tshuva, Shaila Tshuva Rivash. You don't have to. You only kiss something that's mezuman lefanav. And also he says, by tzitzis, it says, re'isa ma'isai, to bring to zechira, by tefillin, so you should be zoriz in it. Okay. The Al-Yidei Kei Nizgar Aleim Tadir. The Mishneh Berurah says that every time you remember the tefillin, you have to touch them. By doing so, you'll always remember them. V'lo yavo yidei hesach hadas. Kaf HaChaim adds in the name of the Sefer Chesed La'alafim. When you touch them, don't feel them. Don't just touch them like, you know, like this is like some kind of routine practice. But rather, It should be bekavana to remember the tefillin and be meshabed your mayach and your lev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you should rejoice that Hashem gave you the crown of the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues, V'od kedei lasaknam shelo yazuzu mimakamim. The purpose of frequently touching your tefillin is to reposition them in case they fell out of the place. Shelo yasiach das. Uve'ez ha'tefilah ein sarach lamashish b'hem. But while you're davening, you don't have to feel them. He brings in the dirsa or when you're learning. Ah, now, in Dirshu Ois 5, he says the reason is that even though it's not a Hesach Hadas, only if you're Omid B'Shchak B'Kas Roish, but it's a mitzvah always to be thinking of the tefillin and not to think bad thoughts. But at the time of tefillah or kriya shema, you don't have to think about them, even a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Meaning the purpose is you're not a... It's not that you have to think about the tefillin. It's that you're now to have lightheaded thoughts in the tefillin. So therefore, when I'm davening, I don't have to think about the tefillin. There's no mitzvah to think about tefillin. The mitzvah is you're now to have empty thoughts, lightheaded thoughts in the tefillin. So it's not negeh at the time of davening. He also brings here from the Bir Halacha, in the name of the Arzaruah, that the Yisra being Mesiach Das and Tefillin is because when you remember, when a person thinks that they're carrying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't come to Kalas Roish. So therefore, if you're being Mechavin B'Tefilasai or B'Limudai, you have the same type of mindset. Now, he says, Ayin B'Prima Gadim. The Dershu says, well, if you look in the Prima Gadim says, you should touch it B'Shas HaTefillah. Because we learn out the din of Hesach Hadas from the Tzitz. And there you mamish have to think about it even at the time of the Avodah. And even the second reason that you have to touch it so that you could make sure it's in the right place is Shaykh B'Shas HaTefillah. Says the Bir Halacha that he disagrees with the Prima Gadim. Because the Ber Heite brings in Arizal who says the opposite. And therefore, even though there are poiskim that you should, the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is that during davening you don't touch the tefillin. Okay.
And we said earlier from the Shla that during davening, if it moves, it's fine because davening, it's not considered as a hadash for the tefillin.
Correct. But no, when we say that it's fine, it's that you don't have to make another bracha. But certainly you want to make sure that that doesn't happen, right? So the inyan of... Right. Good point, but...
That's why, maybe, over here, there's no Hesach Hadas, meaning...
You're saying davening is not considered a Hesach Hadas from tefillin. You see from the Shla that davening is thematic to tefillin. Right, okay, good, right. Good ha'ara. So first you touch the shalyad. Says Mishmur, the shalyad smuchalay lamash mashay. The shalyad is in closer proximity. Ve'in ma'avirin ala mitzvahis. That's an interesting idea. Why do you touch a shalyad first? Because it's closer. You know, it's not right to kiss the tefillin shalroish because my hand is already here. Yeah, but what if I happen to be raising my hand? Then should I first touch the shalroish and then touch the shalyad? He says, he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman that even though me'ikar adin, you should be makdim in the shalroish, but you shouldn't do it b'tzibur because people are going to learn from you and make a mistake. Okay. Continue. Sif katana tchila v'yachar b'sharosh v'me'is mishnus ha'sharosh matzorush nishma mimakaymai. Let it. What if? Okay, I'm feeling the sharosh. I see it moved out of its place. V'noydo loy oz sha'shalyad gam kein nishma mimakaymai. Then tzarech lahachsev shalyad tchila mimakamei. First, I have to reposition the shalyad mikrog shan laseyadecha v'hadar u'taytafos beninecha, like we learned in Simon Chafhei Sivvav. Sivbeis, taking off tefillin. Tefillin shalroish choyleitz tchila mishum dechsev v'hayu l'taytafos beninecha. Tefillin Shalroys you take off first, because it says, V'hayu l'taytafois bein einecha, kozman shebein einecha yu shtayim. It says, V'hayu l'taytafois bein einecha. So you never want to leave the shel yad on, you never want to have the shel roish on without the shel roish, because whenever it's bein einecha, it's v'hayu, it's shtayim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Choyleitz tchila. Achar shemeser gimel krichas me'etzva. Yes, you take it off first, but first you undo the three windings around your finger. The Mechaber continues. Tzarech lachloitz tefillin shalroish me'umad. You have to take off the shalroish standing up. Says the Mishnah Berurah me'umad. Hu adin asar sakrichas shel ha'etzva. Also, the windings around the finger should be standing. Ulmin aginish amnichan shel yad gamke me'umad. According to our minog, not like the Shulchan Aruch, that we put on the shalyad standing, tzarech gam ken lechotzan mu'umad. We have to remove it standing. The way we put it on is the way we remove it. V'yesh me'achachomim shayonoygen lachlois atzvon shalroish b'tzad smol shiyad b'yad keya. Some have a custom to remove the head tefillin with their left hand, laharos to show shekasha alav hachalitzasan, that it's so difficult for them to remove it. It's hard to part with the mitzvah. V'im hu iter yad if he's a lefty, shekom lachdim esmaylai, then chotzen b'minoi, kidei shloi lasas hachalitza b'miros, you don't want to do the chalitza quickly. Ah, so listen to what he says. Even a lefty who writes with his right hand, but he does everything with his left hand, but he's putting on tefillin on his left hand, because when it comes to tefillin, writing is the main factor, he would also remove the tefillin with the left hand, even though he's right. He writes with his right hand. So the conclusion was, okay, if you write with your right hand, you put on tefillin, you're considered a righty, so you put on tefillin with your left hand. So, even though he's like every other righty, when it comes to what hand he puts tefillin on, he's going to remove the tefillin with his left hand, because at the end of the day, the point here is, it's a weaker hand, and he doesn't want to remove it so quickly. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Bezos Hashem will finish off Sif Beis next time, and Simen Chav Ches. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and Agon Shabbos. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.